Thanks for everyone for coming to the Audit Finance, Audit Risk and Governance Committee meeting on the 4th of September 2018. I declare the meeting open at 5:30 and acknowledge the traditional custodians, the Gariata people, and recognise the contributions of Gariata elders past, present and future, working together for the future of Port Hedland. Item 3, recordance of attendance. We have Councillor Peter Carter, an apology, and Councillor Warren McDonough, an apology. 3.2, attendance by telephone or instantaneous communication. There is nil. 3.3, apologies. There is nil. 3.4, approved leave of absence. There is nil. 3.5, disclosures of interest. Do I have any disclosures of interest on any of the items before us tonight?
No.
Members?
My grandson or grandchildren do Muay Thai, which have got a donation. Is that an impartiality?
No. Okay.
Disclosures of interest, there is nil. Item 4, application for leave of absence. Do I have any applications?
Well, I'm sure I'll be here at the OCM next month.
You can only put an application in for the OCM at the OCM.
It's only for this, right? Yeah. I can't go that far.
Okay. There is nil. Item 5, response to previous questions. 5.1, response to questions taken on notice from the public at the Audit Risk and Governance Committee meeting held on Tuesday the 5th of June 2018. There is nil. 5.2, response to questions taken on notice from the community members at the Audit Risk and Governance Committee meeting held on Tuesday the 5th of June. The question and answer. Yes, for Mr. Arnold Carter. Item 6, a public time. I'll take the note as read, and there is no members of the public. So I'll open and close public question time at 5:32. 6.2, a public statement time. Again, open and close public statement time at 5:32 due to no public being here. 6.3, petitions, deputations, presentations and submissions. There are nil. Item 7, questions from members without notice. Do I have any questions from members? Mr. Carter.
Since I've been on this audit committee, I have not received any correspondence at all on any subjects that have been discussed apart from the agenda at all regarding any items that should be on this agenda. I only get it by my own rights by picking them up. Could I please have anything relevant to the audit committee forward to me for my attention?
We can get anything issued to you that's relevant to the meeting.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. The only thing I get is the minutes of the meeting, nothing else.
Okay.
And there's a lot of articles there that I certainly would like to be involved in.
Did you want to request anything at the moment?
No, thanks.
No? Okay. Do you have any other questions from members? Item 8, announcements by presiding member without discussion. There is nil. Item 9, declarations of all members to have given due consideration to all matters contained in the business paper before the meeting. Could I have a show of hands, please? Thank you. 8, nil. Item 10, confirmation of minutes of the previous meetings. 10.1, confirmation of the minutes of the Audit Risk and Governance Committee meeting held on Tuesday the 5th of June 2018 with the officer's recommendation on page 14. Do I have a mover in the officer's recommendation?
Okay.
Move Councillor Arif. Do I have a seconder? Mr. Carter. Do I have any against? Motion's passed 8-0. Take the disclaimer as read, as there's no members of the public present. Item 11, corporate performance, 11.11, auditing reforms, with the officer's recommendation on page 15. Do I have a mover in the officer's recommendation? Councillor Whitwell.
Second.
Seconded Councillor Arif. Do I have any against? Motion's passed 8-0. Town of Port Hedland audit recommendations, reconciliations for the quarter 1st of April 2018 to the 30th of June 2018. The officer recommendation on page 37. Do I have a mover in the officer recommendation?
Is that the letter from the RCR?
I have a mover in Councillor Pitt.
Do
I have a seconder? Councillor Arif. I have a mover and a seconder. Or did you want a point of clarification, Mr. Carter?
Yes, please. Mr. Mayor, because I don't seem to have that letter.
What page are you referring to, please?
Confidential attachment.
There's a confidential attachment. And we're not there. But we're not actually, that's not.
Yes, no. We're on page 37.
Yeah, I'm on 37.
Yeah. Referring to
the audit letter, which is on
the interim. Is there a letter that is supposed to be with this?
No. This is yours.
The previous. So Mr. Carter is referring to the letter of 11.1.1, which we've just considered. So he should have received, separate to the agenda, an envelope with inside the confidential attachment.
My understanding is 11.1.3. Is that right? Are we talking about the...
The letter is attached to 11.1.3.
Yes.
We are currently talking about 11.1.2.
Correct. Mr. Carter, is there... are you clear on that? Or?
Yes, I haven't got the letter.
We're currently on 11.1.2.
Yep.
There's no letter.
The letter refers to 11.1.3.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, page 37.
Okay, so...
That's for 11.1.3.
Mr. Carter, are you clear on that?
Yes, I'm quite clear, but I'm not very, because I've not seen it. I've seen a letter here, but I've not seen it.
Can we move out of standing orders so we can Councillor Arif, seconded Councillor Hebbard to move out of standing orders. Is there any against? Motion's passed 8-0. CEO, can we get some clarification or explain it a little bit?
Do you want me to go down there?
Yep.
There's no letter. This is 11.1.2.
Yeah.
There's no letter that relates to this.
There's a letter stating from the auditor supports it. There's a letter from here stating that they support the audit report. Where's that?
That's the next item, that's three.
Yeah.
We're only looking at 1.2.
Yeah, I was on page 17.
37.
37.
Which isn't to talk about. This is to do with past audit recommendations going back a number of years.
Yeah.
The letter.
I thought it was April to June. What are you going back several years for? But it was April to June, and that's only 2 months.
This is work that has been done on previous.
Yeah, but I don't want that. I want this one.
There is no letter.
Say that. I said the court of April, June.
I'm looking about the letter that supports the quotation
that you say that all orders been used to be involved. I've seen nothing to say that what they say there is confirmed. Is it correct?
Okay.
There is no need to do that.
Why? You state that. You asked me to read something.
Well,
April to June. Now you take me back to 1960, to 2015, which is 3 years ago.
And it's the same agenda item that was the last order.
Well, wasn't
he?
Okay, okay. Mr. Carter,
yes.
The all of the listed documents are on the council website.
Yep.
And we've been over those documents many times.
Yep.
Page 38,
once
again, July 22,
18, 19, 22.
Okay, so.
Mm. It is throughout.
Yeah, these are all old ones. We've been over them many times.
And we are providing an update of what's happened in the last quarter in relation to all of those previous audit items.
Yes. Yes. I understand that.
Mm-hmm. So we all clear on that?
Yep.
Okay. So.
Could I have an amendment to that to change that wording from throughout 2819 to 2015-2019? It covers the content of the information in this letter.
That's incorrect.
Yeah. No,
the period of reconciliation is between April 18 and June 18.
That's correct.
Yeah. So it was reconciled.
So that covers the contents of the letter?
No. We're only reconciling that quarter.
Okay.
These are past documents from 15.
Why are they relevant?
Because
they're relevant because some of those audit items are still outstanding and require attention by the officers at the town of Port Hedland.
So in other words, you ought to pick that but hasn't been corrected then, is that right?
No, that's not correct.
Well, I thought you just said that hadn't been accepted.
That's not what matters outstanding.
Of all audits from the board of
directors. They're internal audits, internal reviews. They're just matters that should be brought to the attention of the ARG. They are not specifically related to the formal external audit. And in fact, if I have a look at that listing, none of those are the external audit.
Is that the information only? Is that correct?
Well, the officer's recommendation is noting all the outcomes.
Yes. Yeah, it's to note that we're making progress.
Progress on those issues. On those documents.
Okay, are we clear?
It's reflected in the RSM statement,
which I haven't got.
So this doesn't refer to the external audit?
The first one, for example, review of selected procurement.
Yeah. So Moore Stevens did an internal review of selected procurement events.
That's
an internal
of those things.
That's right.
Right. So that's where it relates.
Yeah, so it relates to internal or internal audits, reviews, things that the ARG may request. In, you know, there isn't one there, but the ARG may request that we do an internal audit on a certain thing. That's the sort of thing here. And all
you're
this
telling me now that that letter you spoke about, which I haven't got, refers to the contents of page 38.
No, I'm not. No, I didn't Richard. Say that. Sorry, Mr. Carter.
That's what Richard said.
It's all right. We're okay. Will Councillor Carter get a copy of this? Well, it's confidential.
It is in his papers today. 11.1.3.
Yes.
The RSM letter is in there. It's under confidential. It's in there, but it does not relate to 11.1.2.
Okay.
But he's going to ask it in a minute to the next item anyway. So
can
is,
we?
Is there one in the pack?
No. Can we?
Okay. So at the back.
No. Can I have a look? So
here we go.
I do a lot of reading, you know.
It's not there.
It is.
There's my version.
Thanks very much.
Sorry, Scott.
Thank you.
Colour markers on.
Thank you. Yeah.
Maybe I'll stop the picture.
Okay, I do apologise for that. I don't know why.
Because we all assume it's
because it gets
I know, but it's
okay.
Yeah,
all right, Mr. Carter's got the letter. Would you like 5 minutes to read it?
Yes, please.
Okay. 5 minutes, and we'll go back into standing orders.
You should have.
Yeah.
Cup of tea.
Do we know if it's still downstairs? Just go and ask. Sorry. You picked it up for me.
Yeah,
I'm pretty
sure
that. Yeah, he must have
left it at home or something. Yeah. Sorry.
It's all right.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Helena picked it up.
Councillor picked it up and delivered it to him.
Thanks.
Might have.
Is there any discussion in the in progress? Is it situated in this letter? There's quite substantial local cases here that have been concluded that are.
Yeah, we can discuss them at the when the item comes up.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Okay, we're
done.
Okay.
Sorry? Well, we're out of standing orders. We're still out of standing orders at this moment. They can wander around. We lost Councillor Newberg.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, could I get a mover to come back in standing orders? Councillor De Cash, seconded Councillor Hebbard. Do I have any against? Motion is passed 8-0. I have a mover in Councillor Pitt and a seconder in Councillor Arif. Do I have any against the motion on page 37? Motion is passed 8-0. Item 11.1.3, the interim audit management letter with the officer's recommendation on page 42. Do I have a mover in the officer's recommendation? Moved Councillor Whitwell. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Arif. Do I have any against? Before I pass it, do I have any questions on the audit interim or the management letter?
Yes, you may.
Okay, I have a mover in Councillor Whitwell, a second in Councillor Arif. I have no dissent. Pass the motion 8-0. Point 2.1, funding and donations for the quarter 1st of April 2018 to the 30th of June 2018 with the officer recommendation on page 44. Do I have a mover?
Point of clarification. The 88,000 is still...
Page number.
Page 45. Just above strategic sustainability.
Yep.
It says this leaves $88,569 remaining uncommitted.
Yep.
So where does that money go? Does that just go back in general revenue or what happens?
CEO?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, it just goes, it's just not spent. It's muni. It doesn't roll forward to the next year. We have a new allocation for this financial year.
So that's $88,000 more that we didn't budget for.
We had an original budget, I think, of $170,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and so that was basically it's money that wasn't spent.
So we got the extra.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Do we know why people didn't ask for that money? Do we advertise it enough?
We've spoken about that before this year, and it is, I suppose, a combination of sporting groups not knowing how to fill it out and not submitting the appropriate documents so it can be allocated.
So we discussed a program going forward in terms of the different categories. There are some additional categories in there now, and we'll promote the hell out of it.
Yeah.
And also avail staff to assist them in putting those applications together.
It was a seasonal issue.
Yeah.
And will that figure be quoted to them? How much didn't get taken?
Hang on. Can we just follow standing orders? Deputy, what was the question again?
I just asked that when we do this promotion this year for the next budget, could we promote how much wasn't taken by the community that could have been taken?
We can do that, yes. Okay, do I have any further clarification?
Sorry.
Move Councillor De Cash. Seconded Councillor Arif. Do I have any against? Motion's passed 8-0. There we go. Come to the end. Item 12, motions of which previous notice has been given. There is nil. Item 13, new business of an urgent nature. There is nil. Item 14, matters for which the meeting may be closed. Confidential matters. There is nil. And item 15, closure. The next audit, risk and governance committee meeting will be held on Tuesday, 4th of December 2018, commencing at 5:30. I'll declare the meeting closed at 6:05.
Thank you very much.